Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Fred Manrique. Batting second. The third baseman, Danny Ainge. Batting third. The center fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Greg Wells. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jesse Barfield. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Jim Clancy. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting third. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almone. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ross Baumgarten. And now, play ball. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge strikes out. One out. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Almone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge juggles the ball. That's an error on Ainge. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is called out on strikes. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manrique is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison strikes out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Squires steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Blue Jays nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. Ainge takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Nordhagen chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Nordhagen. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby hits a line drive into right field. Nordhagen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nordhagen. Ainge goes all the way around to score. Mosby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Blue Jays, 1, White Sox, 1. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-1 in the game. Wells hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Nordhagen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods strikes out. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ainge takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Woods settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 1, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-2 in the game. Wells hits a line drive towards short. Almon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eorg moves to second. Lamar Hoyt now pitching. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Barfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon misplays the ball. That's an error on Almon. Eorg moves to third. Woods moves to second. John Mayberry pinch hits for Buck Martinez. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eorg scores. Woods moves to third. There goes Barfield trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Ernie Witt pinch runs for John Mayberry. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Witt now catching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ainge fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-2 in the game. Nordhagen strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Danny Ainge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ainge is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ainge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mosby hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Ainge moves to second. Two outs. Greg Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0-for-3 in the game. Wells hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wells scoops it up and throws to first, with Clancy covering, for the out. One out. Bob Molinaro pinch hits for Jim Morrison. Bob Molinaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molinaro hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski pinch hits for Bill Almon. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Jay Loviglio pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Loviglio moves to second. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Squires hits a pop-up towards third. Ainge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the White Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Jay Loviglio now playing third base. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Eorg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Eorg reaches second base with a double. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Eorg moves to third. One out. Jesse Barfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Barfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eorg scores. It's 3-1, Blue Jays. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickey fires to first and has Barfield trapped. There's the throw to Pryor, who tags Barfield for the out. Two outs. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Barfield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Joey McLaughlin now pitching. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-3 in the game. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Kuntz pinch runs for Wayne Nordhagen. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Kuntz moves to second. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.